Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This guy's done an incredible job of reporting the last few nights. Maxie, thank you for all you're doing, all the information you're giving us as well. It has been busy, but it is interesting what has happened so far. Any thoughts to reflect on today on this Tuesday morning?
Well, thank you, Dave, first of all. And it's just it's been so surreal over the last 5 days. I don't think any of us. You and I have been driving to downtown for how many years, Minneapolis and through this city, and you know, because of what we do, we've gotten to know so many people in the city. I think it's going to take us a long time to digest it. You've got a lot of friends on the north side and the south side and a lot of healing ahead, but last night was different. We were out at Lake Street in Bloomington, and it was a 10 o'clock curfew there, and there was no wind, it was warm, and it was just so quiet. And a lot of people cleared off the streets, except for the people that were going to defend their businesses. They stood kind of tall and proud and were organized in front of their businesses. And then many of the people were inside, unbeknownst to anybody that would have come that way. So if you did get into a building, you were going to pay a price. You couldn't see it from the street. You couldn't see it from Chopper or anywhere else. But inside, not just inside the buildings, but in many cases, they had people in cars, parked cars, laying down. And this is just citizens. And then in the midst of all that, it was, because we'd always heard, well, there hasn't been enough law enforcement presence in some of these areas, and that's why the citizens are taking over for themselves. Well, last night there was no shortage of law enforcement, and they were in caravans, and it was impressive. It was Humvees and police cars, and I don't know how many groups of them, but they would just continue to parade through about five or six vehicles to a group. The big vans that they've been using, Metro Mobility, to take people away were filled with law enforcement officials, National Guard, State Patrol. And for us, it was really strange because we had a lady on that identified herself as Pila. She was one of the people that was standing guard in front of one of the stores, and she came on and, as part of our live shot at 10 o'clock and explained to us what they were doing and why they were doing it and how she was part of a coalition with Powderhorn Park. And then she returned to the other side of the street, and about 10 minutes later, right in front of us, we hadn't seen a thing all night, 5 feet in front of us, the sirens are there. There had to be 50 law enforcement people taking over the block within 20 seconds. They're everywhere. They stop right in front of us. And we have no idea what they're doing. We have no idea what they've identified as a crisis situation. And we're trying to watch this. And they go over and they arrest the lady that identified herself as Pila and the person that she's guarding the business with. And I don't think it was a curfew violation because they brought in, there had to be 40 or 50 police officers, state patrol, everything that had come to a complete halt until they secured the situation and took both these ladies away. So I'll have to follow up and find out what it was they got arrested for. But it was such a quiet night, and we thought, well, this one's, you know, we're going to get through this one okay. And to see that, it was just like, whoa. What a way to end our coverage. Hopefully we don't have to be out there again tonight. But the law enforcement and the citizens that were last night bonded together, so to speak, I guess, or at least both with the same cause and goal were Lake Street. It was really impressive to see the small family businesses that were just trying to hold their own and try to keep making a living.
How was the attitude among the people that you talked to, Maxie?
You know, there was a guy there that I met, and he's had his business for 22 years, a Mexican grocery store. And he was broken into in the third night, and ever since then he's decided that, you know, they had to take it upon themselves. He's got video of the people that broke in. They stole and looted a lot of his groceries. But for 22 years he's built that business. 22 years, you know, it's everything to his family. And he said, I can't let go of this. He says, they can have all the food they want. I'll give it to them. I'll put it on the street. But I can't have them burn my building down like they've done down the block for me. I can't allow them to burn my building down. And that was the biggest fear the last couple of nights that all these people had, because they don't think they have riot insurance, although you maybe could make a case if, you know, in the cases where these buildings have burned, that arson, that's, you know, that's a different sort of insurance that kicks in, obviously. But in their mind, if they don't defend, they're the last line of defense, and there's a chance that they could maybe never get paid on it anyway if it did burn down, and they just can't afford that, and they're willing to put their life in harm's way to defend that, and so the spirit is unbelievable. But you just feel for these people what they're up against, because it means so much to them to have, you know, this is where they live, this is what they've built, this is everything to them. Without their business, they have nothing. And at least in their minds, and to see that they rallied around that and they stuck together, and the number of neighbors that came to their defense was, I saw maybe some of the worst in Minnesota in the last week, but I certainly saw some of the best.
We love LakeStreet.com. We were talking about that yesterday. They've received a lot of donations already, way more than I think they thought they would see at this point. And so if you want to help support those small business and community organizations, you can. That's WeLoveLakeStreet.com. And also the Midtown Global Market, they have a GoFundMe page to repair and rebuild. So, and I know that at the legislative level, they're having a press conference later this morning, I think, to talk about things like that, and certainly racial justice will be top of the agenda as we get to the special session here on June 12th. So all of those things happening, and some good things out of, as you said, a lot of bad things, but good things now happening, it seems like, with all of those particular fundraisers. Maxie, the sports this morning, as always on Tuesdays, is brought to you by Old Dutch. You know, I love Old Dutch. But today, I figured in your honor, because I know how Old Dutch has been saluting everybody out there doing their jobs and getting work done, particularly when the pandemic started. And people kind of depend on things that make them feel good. And Old Dutch,
yes, they did, things. Yes.
But because of the social media that you are attracting, because of the response you're attracting and some of the things you're doing, and I know you long enough and well enough to know that you're quite humble, and that is secondary to you. But we have assembled here at the station the Mount Crunchmore of new potato chips. Old Dutch spicy dill pickle ripple potato chips. You're going to get a bag of buffalo mac and cheese ripple potato chips. You're going to get a bag of Dutch Crunch primer potato chips. And to top it off, the Ripples appetizers on the go Korean barbecue street taco potato chips. All brand new, all coming you, special delivery from your buddies over here on the morning show.
I am humbled and I am overwhelmed and I am excited, because at some point in time, Dave, we get to sit on our decks again and reflect on, and there's no better way to do it than with Old Dutch. And when you've got the variety pack, it doesn't matter what kind of mood you're in, you're going to find a chip that meets your mood, as we always say.
I would tell you that Jimmy and Hammer of our staff, our morning show, Jimmy, our producer, Hammer, of course, is handling all the heavy lifting with all the equipment back there at the main station. I would tell you that they have requested they be invited when you do open those bags. I mean, there's some generosity.
No, I'm good with
but
that.
There's also a little self-serving stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned if you give them to Hammer to get to me. And all of a sudden, that happened the last time, and he says, I said, I thought it was a 4-pack. Nope, just one.
Why am I not surprised by that? But anyway, Mike, I salute you. I think we all do. You're doing a great job. Thanks for that coverage. And I know you're putting a lot of hours, but I know that's how you're built. So appreciate you taking the time here this morning. If you wouldn't mind, I'd love you to come back at 8:40, too.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
He is Mike Max on WCCO Radio and Television here this morning. Our morning show continues in just a few minutes with your traffic and your warm weather forecast just around the corner.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!